April is here, and if your windows won't open for fresh air or seal tight to keep out pollen and bugs, then talk to Window Nation. Right now, for every two windows you buy, you'll get two free. There's no limit to how much you can save. Plus, save even more with no interest or payments for 24 months. With proven quality, you'll get affordable windows that meet or beat the national brands. Don't miss out. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com to schedule your free in-home estimate.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently. Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have the Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get the Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
It's Go Birds Radio.
There we go.
Presented by BetMarks Sportsbook Casino. So Nick Earnshaw, producing the show, doing a great job. T.R. Hood was pumped at that one right there.
Here, it's a good one. Yeah,
it is. A little advice for my young producer friend, you know, Nick Young. I've done this for a little while. Get a little ahead further. Like, get a little closer to the drop so that it comes a little quicker once we're on the air, because it's hard to wait through all that and not talk. You know what I mean?
But I did. But it was a great hype song.
It was a good song. I'm just trying to help my guy out. That's my dude. Nick's my guy. All right?
Live
I'm taking
advice.
Ownership of Nick because I think he's got a bright future.
Next up.
I'm taking ownership of him. He's like my guy. All right.
I'll take Tyre.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's rude. Can I have more than one?
No.
All right. 215-592-9494. We are going to run calls this segment. We'll get to as many as we can. We want to get the pulse of the fan base heading into the biggest game here in 5 years. And
and
to Elliott's point, one of the biggest games, you know, really in my lifetime, one of the 10 biggest games I've ever seen.
It's a game we'll be talking about for the rest of our lives.
All right,
win or
lose. We got some haymaker callers.
We really do.
Let's get some. Plus, coming up later, Elliott did mention before the break, or you tried to tease.
Yeah,
it wasn't great. A Jalen Hurts point. We'll get that coming up. First, let's go to Glassboro and talk to our guy, Black Gritty. What up, Black Gritty?
Baby mama flip flops, just know that I claim you and I think you both have a very bright future.
Thank you. You're officially a Go Birds caller, man.
I appreciate it. Baby mama, you're going to be okay because those are going to get you back in the flow with being current with music. As soon as you hit
it's true.
This,
you're
going to be bringing
right
all the
about
good
that.
Stuff back.
That's a really
and
good
you'll be
point.
Back. Yeah, you'll be back in the groove.
I got
man.
A cool, my cool is coming back around eventually.
Yeah. Flip flops is just aging like fine wine with his head.
I'm a lost cause.
He's in trouble right now.
Yeah, save James.
So, right now, this is probably the only time you're ever going to hear me call you, and I'm not going to be screaming. I'm not going to be ranting. I'm not going to be raving. Because once I heard that not one, but two defensive coaches that were coaching against Brock Purdy in his college career on this team, saw him every day in practice, know all his ins and outs, knows what ticks, makes moves, happened to be on the Philadelphia Eagles, man, I slept like a baby.
It's like kismet. It's kismet. What are the odds of that?
It doesn't matter who or what faith you believe in. Somebody out there is looking out.
Yes!
And so once I heard that, because I watched the guy play, and again, you know, kudos, boo, 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 but he throws three picks a game.
Yeah.
And people don't catch them. He throws three picks a game from pressure. Not sacks, just pressure. And they don't catch
the ball. And he drifts in the pocket a lot. Like, he really goes like 7, 8, 9 yards behind the line of scrimmage when he gets pressure.
And he throws across his body, across the field a lot. And guess what? Either it doesn't get caught or you get a Kittle Scooby-Me-Doo tongue face. But you shouldn't throw the passes that he throws. He's been getting away with them. But it's Philadelphia. We catch babies out of windows. I'm not worried about it. We're going to get...
Unlike Aguilar.
Unlike Aguilar. That's right. We're going to get one or two picks from this guy, and it's just going to be a roll. You know, then you got the crowd. Then you got Jalen. But knowing that this guy is going to be rattled by not only the pressure, I don't care if we get the ball first, I don't care if we get the ball last. At the end of the day, we're going to win this game. And I tell you what, I'm so confident because you guys are so confident. This is the calmest I've heard either one of you talk ever in my lifetime. Let me get $25 because I know you got it and you're so confident. I know you ain't going to say no to me on air. Just send me the money, baby.
Got the Venmo coming.
Yeah. Well, your daughter is going to be babysitting for Zoe someday soon, right? So then I could just Venmo her and we'll be set.
And last thing I'll tell you. So if you don't know, you know, you guys show up on my TV because I got Google TV, so the family shows up. Every time my daughter sees your daughter, we just smile. It's how sickening how lovely she is like you. I'm like, just like her dad, when you see these two fools, you just want to smile. So we miss you. We love you. And we're going to go and dominate tomorrow again. I have been calm this whole time because that's how I feel. That's how I'm sleeping. But you know what I'm about to tell you guys in the Philadelphia area? Go, boys!
Yeah, buddy.
There it is.
The best. Go Birds. I love it. By the way, speaking of pod listener stuff, we had a real one auto downloader
yes,
come by during the break. Normally we speak to a lot of people here. It's very rare that they're actually, you know, our real one podcast listeners.
Yeah.
So shout out to Uncle Scott. Shout out to the kids in Richmond.
There it is.
He said you guys would know what that meant, so shout out to the kids in Richmond. Speaking of shout outs, Elliot Shore Parks literally just like put out a bat signal a little bit.
It was
ago.
Needed. It was needed.
He was like, I need Chuck from Mount Airy on the show. I need Chuck from Mount Airy to be on this air right now.
And what
now.
Do we have?
It's because Chuck's the best. Let's go to Chuck in Mount Airy, the GOAT. What up, buddy?
Fly, Eagles, fly, on the road to victory. Fight, fly, Eagles, fly. Down, 1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 3.
Hit them low, hit them high, and watch your Eagles fly. Fly, Eagles, fly, on the road to victory.
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles. I had to slow it down, Chuck. Yeah, there we go.
What's up, brother?
My man, Chuck. Good to hear from you.
What a hero.
Hey, man, if you ask, you shall receive. I pop up like a genie. I had to call the brother before the game. What's going on? Listen, man, here's the thing, right? Two quick points. Watch Christian McCaffrey. He ain't always healthy, and I don't think Elijah Mitchell practiced all week. That's right there. They're coming in wounded. But listen, I don't care if they came in wounded or fully healthy. Birds is like a train, like I said yesterday, Johnny Marks and I reached. It's a train. This thing is going all the way to Arizona. And it ain't going to stop until we hoisting that Lombardi trophy. We ain't going to stop here. And John Lynch, you can show all the old tapes you want to show because this ain't the Eagles of years past. These dudes will be locked in, focused, ready to go. The link is going to be jumping 6 o'clock in the morning, and I'm ready. I'm ready to go to Arizona. And
I love this.
Chuck, what you said, man, is so true. Like, there's been a lot of worries about the Niners being able to run the ball and control the clock. Their running backs are hurt. Both of them. Like, there's so much talk of McCaffrey. To your point, Elijah Mitchell hurt as well, right? So I think not only do they have advantages everywhere, but they have the health advantage too, which is so huge.
Yeah, listen, we got guys that come back. Avante Maddox coming back. Blah, my man, C.J. Gardner-Johnson back to safety where he almost led. He led the league in picks.
Yeah. He was tied. Even with all the games he missed, he's still tied for the league lead in interceptions.
He would have had 12 interceptions this year. So I'm glad that we got Avante back in his slot position. And now we got C.J. Gardner-Johnson back. Hey, ESP, listen, I want to ask a question real quick. Who do you, like, you got Debo, okay. Now you keep on our corners on Debo. But who do you put on
Kittle.
Yeah, who do you put on Kittle?
Yeah.
Pit C.J. Gardner-Johnson?
It's a great question. So I think C.J. G.J. could do it. I don't think they're going to move. Like, Bradbury would be a great matchup for him because Bradbury has the size. You know, Kittle's not super fast. I don't think they'll do that. Look, Kaiser White is in coverage this year. I think they'll move guys around to do it. But to your point, Debo lines up in the slot quite a bit too. So maybe you'll see Kittle on the outside and they will get that matchup. But I don't think they'll have one guy with Kittle the whole game. I think it's going to be a committee type of thing.
I love our chances, guys. Listen, man, hopefully by tomorrow at 6 o'clock we'll be celebrating
us
going to Arizona to play football.
Chuck, you're the best.
Guys, man.
My
go
man.
Birds! Go,
go
birds,
birds, baby.
Go Birds!
Go Birds. Love it. The GOAT calling in. We love it. Let's keep it rolling. Let's go to my guy, Joe, in Jersey. Joseph!
James the Prince Seltzer, Elliot Shore Park.
What up,
Elliot,
Joe?
James and I love you. Elliot, I always want to ask you this question. Mm-hmm. Is the Shore a middle name or is Shore Park one name?
It's a hyphen.
Yeah, it's hyphenated. So my mom's last name is Shore, and my dad's last name is Parks. So it's Shore-Parks. Yeah. I have a middle name as well, so I got all types of names. Yeah. We could, yeah, go for days here.
You're covered on the name. I was just talking to somebody in the business, in your business, and I said to this guy, I think Elliot Shore Parks is the best. I don't think anybody knows the Eagles more than you do, Elliot.
Thank you, Joe.
And I'll tell you one other thing that I like. You're definitely the voice of reason. Like, everybody wanted to destroy Howie. And you're on
Joe, this is such a good point, man. I thought about this earlier today about I actually think Elliot's had a lot of good takes. I think it might have been his best take was just never bailing on Howie when everyone went way overboard on that.
And thank you, Joe. I appreciate that. Look, Howie did an awesome job too, so that makes looking right. You know, yeah. Right. Like if he would have been done a bad job, I don't know if you'd be saying that, but I do appreciate the kind words a lot, Joe.
No, listen, it's the truth. You know, from time to time, I call up and try to help Jimmy, you know, give a little advice. It never gets taken. But, Jimmy, good job in finding a tomato can for Joe this week.
Yeah, you know, it wasn't on purpose. Trust me, Joe. It wasn't on purpose. I just take whatever caller they say, that's who I take, and that's it. It turned out this week, not the best contestant.
Beat the hammer. So I would say a couple of things. You know, I know you like these points, Jimmy. Is that I was looking at the depth of this line. Our offensive line, our backup left, going to start next year on a team. Our backup center could start on most teams, okay?
Yeah.
Think about our defensive line, okay? Our third end has 12 sacks, okay? I mean, we're going to never see this again. We're rotating. Our first-round draft pick, the number 13 pick in the draft, he doesn't even play.
Yeah, he's non-factor. Yep. Yeah.
We rotate him with a future Hall of Famer. I mean, it's unbelievable. So I would say that. The other thing I wanted to say is, how does this guy from San Francisco that you had on the show yesterday say Christian McCaffrey is their best player?
That was unbelievable. Joe, they said a few crazy things. They said that. They said the Niners fans were going to take over the link. Like, yeah. They had a few just, like, totally misguided statements.
And it's so funny, Joe, because if your best player is a running back, that's bad.
You're in a lot of trouble.
Yeah, like, their best player is Bosa, you know, Debo.
Fred Warner.
Yeah,
like,
Kittle,
these guys are
Fred
all
Warner.
More important
McCaffrey's
than McCaffrey.
A great player, but to say he's their best player, man, that to me is more indicative of what he thinks of the rest of the roster than it is how good McCaffrey is.
I would say, was these guys like snorting crack or something? They're coming on the phone. They got Bolster. Yeah. They got Trent Williams, and then they're gonna take we
Joe,
take
I'm
over
with you.
The stadium.
They- Okay. They got a little, like a lot of, again, great call, Joe, is always a little big for their britches there.
Well, and that is, Joe brought up an excellent point. When you talk about the depth of the defensive line, you know, I think sometimes when you look at pass rushes, you go, okay, they have Bosa, they have a great pass rush. Not really the case. I mean, the Niners have to blitz, not often, but they're right around the middle of the league, a little above league average on blitzing because they don't create pressure organically. The Eagles don't have to blitz because they have so much depth that gets there. Like, look, I think Bosa is probably better than Reddick, but Reddick had just as good a year in a lot of ways as Bosa did in terms of pressures, forced fumbles, right there with sacks, all those things. So if you think that those two kind of, you know, mitigate each other, it's not even close after that. The second person on the Niners, I think, has 5.5 sacks. The Eagles have 4 players with double digits. So I just think if you look at the Niners line, Jeff Stoutland in the offensive line, it's such an easier job for them than it is the Niners offensive line. Because there's one guy. You focus on Bosa, you take him out, and the rest of the guys can't do anything. The Niners have so many guys that they have to worry about.
Coming up in 1 minute, Elliot's thought on Jalen Hurts that he so eloquently teased earlier in the show. Let's go to an Eagles fan in enemy territory. Let's go to San Francisco and talk to Matt. Matthew.
Matt.
Hello.
There he is.
What's
what up,
guys?
Matt?
You hear me good?
Yeah, we got you, man. What's on your mind?
I was listening to the midday show yesterday. I wasn't sure if I wanted to call in. Then everybody got me hyped. I heard those two fools from San Francisco talking, nice. And I was like, nice. Yeah, I got to call Go Birds Radio. That being said, I'd also like to address that the Little Uzi Vert song is for sure the Eagles kind of, you know, big male type fight
okay,
song.
Okay, nice.
Yeah,
good
they definitely
out.
They rock to that a lot in the locker room. I've seen videos of it. And I'm
See,
with
Matt
you guys.
In
I'm
San Francisco, so. You're way cooler than we are. Matt in San Francisco, Nick
cool.
Earnshaw, cool.
Yeah.
all right, so about these Niners fans. First of all, for some reason, and I'm in San Francisco, but I'm originally from Cherry Hill, but for some reason, they don't like when, you refer to San Francisco as San Fran. And every caller, every host, myself included, every time I go home, everybody in the world refers to it as San Fran. And they get so upset. So
what a weird thing to be upset about.
Well, good. Now I will exclusively say San Fran now.
Yeah.
Please. And what will really piss them off is if you call it Frisco. So do that.
Ooh,
that's hilarious.
Frisco.
Yeah, that does sound bad, I will say.
Frisco, coming to town tomorrow for the NFC Championship game.
Bad.
Frisco, I'm the Frisco 49ers.
Like, yeah, given the situation, definitely, you know, get under their skin.
Oh, yeah, all in,
also,
buddy.
Also, I've called it a couple times before. I got to give a shout-out to the three Eagles bars here in the city, North Star Cafe, Dig Steaks, but the number one, Keysar Pub. We'll be rocking. It was crazy last weekend. We were jam-packed with people singing, dancing, doing everything. Any Niners fans that come through, you know, they're gonna get a little taste of what it's like to be at the Link anyway.
Love it.
And I think
that's
TJ
awesome.
Edwards gets a pick. I think Brock Purdy, he's gonna get shut down. Like, we just gotta make him throw as often as possible. He's really not a good passer. He doesn't take too many shots downfield.
Yeah.
So I'm really curious to see what that's gonna look like, that passing game.
Matt.
And then go ahead.
No, we're up against it, but great call. We got a few other callers to get to. But, look, I thought interesting points from San Francisco. All right, let's get to your Jalen Hurts topic, your Jalen Hurts thought.
So, you know, again, it's been said all year, but it's worth repeating before I say this. It's unbelievable how far this guy has come. All the work he's put in, he's absolutely backed up the highest expectations you could have had. I think there's a chance in 3 weeks that you could talk about him as the quarterback you would take over every other quarterback in the NFL when starting a team. Because let's look at what he does, right?
Well, I think, like, you and I have talked about this, but I think it's for, at least for the two of us, it's him, Mahomes, and Burrow are the three you're choosing.
Yeah. The requirements in today's NFL from a quarterback, like, you have to have him. A leader, obviously off the field, he checks that box. He can move. Absolutely a requirement, I think, from today's quarterbacks. You cannot run an offense in today's NFL if your quarterback is not a threat to run with the ball. It makes it life too easy on the defense. So he checks that box. He has shown this year that he can operate the pass, not just operate, but run an elite passing offense from the pocket. He can make all the throws, right? The Eagles gave him great receivers. He's got career years out of them. But the other thing that he does is he takes care of the ball. And so if I'm a team starting, if I'm a general manager, I get to pick any player in the league to start my team with. Jalen does everything you want from a quarterback. He makes off-schedule plays all the time on third down. But on top of all of that, he's 24 years old. Yep. Like, the other guys that are in this conversation, Mahomes is older, has had injuries, right? Mahomes, not as good of a runner as Jalen Hurts, far more reckless with the ball. Josh Allen, far more reckless with the ball. I'm watching a video up here at Parks of him hurdling a defender while he's running the ball. And for what it's worth, now a bit of a checkered playoff pass for him, right? So I don't know if Allen's in that conversation. I mean, Joe Burrow is certainly right there. Joe Burrow is awesome.
I think it's just those three. I think it's Mahomes, Burrow, and Hurts.
Yeah, but I think that these next few weeks, Jalen can stake claim to being ahead of those guys.
Well, yeah. Look, if he wins the Super Bowl, if he can carry this team to it, and, to, you know, the point I've talked about all year, and we, you know, so many have, but I've talked about this so many times on the pod. I'm an above-the-shoulders guy when it comes to quarterback. I think you need a certain level of talent to be successful, but then I think what happens above the shoulders is just more important than arm talent. It's more important than physical abilities. And the thing is, Jalen has all these physical abilities too, but, like, what person you want to bet on? And to your point, not only is he only 24, he's still closer to 24 than 25. Yeah. He's not even 24 and a half yet.
Yeah. I think he'll turn 25 right before the season. Yeah.
August 7th is his birthday, so he's turning 25 like right before next season.
Well, and that's the thing. He's already the best dual-threat quarterback in the NFL. Like, you could argue – well, maybe it's not an argument. Like, Mahomes,
I don't think you can argue
Mahomes'
anything.
Arm is
he's not
awesome.
A dual threat. Mahomes can run, but he's not a runner.
Burrow, not a dual threat. Allen's a dual threat, but Hurts is better than Allen right now. So I think just in what you need in today's NFL, like, if you're drafting a quarterback of all of them to start your team, Hurts has a real opportunity in these next 2 weeks, and really tomorrow if he just gets to the Super Bowl. But he has a chance to stake a really strong argument for being the best quarterback in the NFL.
215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phones, go to Philly, and someone we hung out with last night, David. How you doing, buddy?
Yo, what's up, gents?
What's up, man? Good to hear from you after seeing you last night. Thanks for coming out.
Yo, you guys have no idea. That was such a dream come true. Like, I know Justin hit on it, but like I told you guys last night, just listening to you guys for like hours at a time and finally getting to meet you and hang out, like, It was so cool, and I can't thank you enough. And Elliot, I know you read all of my messages this morning, all the spreadsheets I sent you.
I did. I looked them over.
You, David had some serious spreadsheets.
Well, look, I'm a big spreadsheet guy. I'm very into them. So when you pulled those out at the bar last night, there's not many people where you're at a bar and you go look at this spreadsheet and they're into it. I was into it.
What a pickup line.
Yeah,
that
another reason I'm not cool, but there it is. Yeah.
Oh, no. David dropped off. We lost him. All right, David, call back. We'll get you right back up. Plus, if you're on the line now, I see the names. We will get to you before the end of the show. We have two more segments. We are getting to calls. I see the names. I promise we will get to you before the end of the show. We've been jam-packed. 215-592-9494. We have two more segments to go. We're going to run calls through those two segments. David, call back. Nick will get you back up on the board. As obviously I cut off there. So, and it was awesome to meet David last night. Drove him from Virginia, I believe. Listened to us when he was deployed. Like all this
and
you
again,
know, awesome,
like,
humbling type stuff.
I can sympathize. The first time I met James, it was a dream come true. So I'm very aware of how he was feeling last night.
Yeah, we are way off the rails right now. 215-592-9494. We'll get it back on when we get back. Two more segments to go as we continue to preview the NFC Championship game tomorrow in Philadelphia. It's Elliot, it's James, it's Go Birds Radio, and Bet Parks has you covered for Conference Championship Weekend in pro football. The winners obviously advance to the big game tomorrow at 3 o'clock here in Philadelphia. The Birds, a 3-point favorite, hosting Frisco Sunday at 6:30, tomorrow at 6:30, Kansas City, a 1-point favorite hosting Cincinnati. You can bet on all these games. There's so many ways to make money tomorrow watching these games. You can bet on individual player performances, who's going to score touchdowns, who's going to get yards, all those types of things. You can do live in-game betting where the lines swing back and forth and there's real opportunities to make money. And you can also make Bet Parks futures bets. This is a real way to get out in front of something. Like, if you think one of these four teams is going to win it all, like, I don't know, our team here, really good chance to win it all. No matter what, the odds you get next week, if they win this week, will be way worse then betting on them now. The future odds, like Philadelphia, the Birds, plus 240. If you put $100 down, now you win 240 if they win it all. There are so many great opportunities to make money with the future bets on the app, and it's fun, it's easy to use, and nobody brings you the chance to get in on the action like the Bet Parks Sportsbook and Casino apps, the only app that we here at Go Birds recommend. It is Go Birds Radio, presented by Bet Parks. The Bet Parks Sportsbook and Casino app has you covered for all this weekend's football action. Let's go to the phones, get to as many callers as we can before we get out of here. Let's go to Richmond and talk to Justin. Hey, Justin.
Yeah, what's up, South Shore ESP? How are you guys doing?
What up, Justin? Good to hear from you, man.
Yeah, I was actually drove up from Richmond yesterday. I was trying to get up in time to get to McSorley's, but guess I'll just have to settle for going to the game tomorrow.
Honestly, Justin, I don't think you're settling.
Good consolation prize.
But thank you for the, man, it means the world to us that you even attempted to come, my friend.
Well, let's just say the price difference between getting in the building tomorrow and the price and getting in the building yesterday might make it settling a little bit.
Yeah, that's fair.
but yeah, I'll be going with Drew from Westchester. So
oh, that's awesome.
We're pumped to get
there. I love Drew. Drew's my man.
Drew's the best. So I had a lot of thoughts, but one of the thoughts that I had driving up yesterday, and it made me think of ESP, and God, you guys are going to start thinking that I'm a ESP homer, and I'm going to get ripped by the rest of Philly for calling 2 weeks in a row and emphasizing points made by Elliot. But let's talk about the fact that all week, pretty much all callers have been picking the Eagles. I guarantee you, if they didn't win with Elliott's style points last week, we would be so much more nervous going
there. It is there. It is, Justin. Style points matter, man. Everyone likes to pretend like they don't until they had the performance they had last week. You're right. You're absolutely right. If they win that game 18-17 or 13-10, nobody is picking the Eagles this week. Nobody. But they went out. They played great. They got style. They got 38 real points and about 100 style points. And now they're, you know, everyone's picking them. So it's a good point by you via me, Justin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's definitely a good point by you. I won't take credit for it. I'll just take credit for emphasizing it. But I wanted to call and give you guys that. I think it'll probably be a close game. I don't anticipate a ton of scoring if it doesn't get started early. But I think if the scoring gets started early, the party's going to start. Yeah. Probably by the end of the third quarter. But I think realistically, I've got probably like a weird score of like a 20-16 Verbs win. So
love it.
I think
it's cover.
I think it's pretty low scoring. I think it's close to the line, but
love
yeah, excited
it.
To be in the building tomorrow. And don't worry, I'll be nice and loud for you guys. So love go Birds.
Go Birds. Have fun tomorrow, Justin. That's awesome.
Great call.
Great call.
Yeah, great point.
Yeah, let's go back. Our buddy David, we talked to him for like half a second about last night and then disappeared on us. He's back. Hey, David.
Sorry, guys. I'm driving back down to Virginia, and my wife called me. How selfish is that, right?
Tell your wife. All right, listen, I'm talking to my guys. I'm kidding. Dude, you drove from Virginia to meet us. You can do whatever the hell
Look,
you want.
Look, man, happy wife, happy life. So.
Yeah.
I know, Elliot. I hear you, man.
There it is.
So, no, I mean, I just wanted to say, I was, putting together my little wall of averages spreadsheets, what I call them, and then, looking at the number one wide receivers versus San Francisco's defense has been phenomenal all season. So, you think A.J. Brown could have a great game, but you got to think that D'Amico Ryans knows that as well. So, I mean, there's reason to believe that Devontae could go off. And then Elliot was talking about it earlier, Lenore only has, I think, 5 passes deflected all season.
Yeah.
So, it could be one or the other, but I just figure I'd get your guys' take on that.
Well, the other thing, real quick, Dave, to your point, I agree this is, for the 49ers matchup, they don't have 2 great corners, and that's true. But really, this is something you could say all season in the way that this is the advantage of having A.J. and Devontae and Dallas and Miles Sanders. There's just not many defenses out there that have the personnel to match all these guys. They're just not. Really, the only one might be the Eagles defense. When you talk about the 2 corners, right, what they can do. So, yeah, I mean, when you pay a lot of money, when you pay A.J. a lot of money, when you draft Devontae at 10, when you make Dallas one of the top paid tight ends, you're going to go into these crucial games with a lot of talent that defenses can't handle. So I agree. I don't see how the Niners match up with all these guys.
I agree totally. Hey, guys, thank you so much. I also wanted to give E-Rock a shout-out, too, because he was the coolest dude in the world.
E-Rock's awesome.
It was so awesome meeting you guys.
What a pleasure, David. Stay in touch. Call us again. It was really, really awesome meeting you. Speaking of people we met last night, look at this. Let's go to Harrisburg and talk to Riley, a.k.a. Tall Guy Riley. Riley is tall.
It's his official new nickname when he calls in. It's OG Wade, Tom from Abington.
Tall Guy Riley.
Tall Guy Riley.
Hey, Riley.
I love it. What's going on, guys?
It was a pleasure meeting you last night. Yes. We had a lot of fun talking to you, Riley.
Oh, dude, that was awesome. Thank you guys for putting that on. That was pretty sweet.
It was awesome, man. I mean, the bar was awesome. I mean, shout out to Brent and Miller Lite.
To Miller Lite for making it happen.
It was unbelievable.
Brent Selleck's such a nice guy.
Yeah,
personal. He talked to everybody. Super had time for everybody. Really great guy. It was an awesome time.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Hey, I want to just say, put Purdy on the field first. I think the link's going to be rocking. I really think that, him stepping on that field, I honestly think he might even be shook. He hasn't been in that environment. I don't care about, college and all the big stadiums, everything like that. Put him out there first, 3 and out. We go down and score. Man, I think it's going to be awesome tomorrow. But the number one reason I think that we're going to win is just leadership, man. I think you guys have talked over the past couple of weeks to all these people, Chris Sims, everybody else, is missing the fact that Jalen is a, leader. It's not all about the talent necessarily, but what he brings to the team. Because of that, man, I think they're going to win 27-17. It's going to be a blowout, bro.
Love it. Riley, dude, thanks for coming last night, especially driving from Harrisburg. It was really awesome to meet you, and we had a lot of fun chatting with you. You
have a nickname
on the station.
Yeah,
now you got to call the show more often.
So you got to call in. You're in the system as Tall Guy Riley. So when they win tomorrow, we need you next Saturday to call in.
I'll be there, man. You'll hear from me.
All right, man. What a pleasure, Riley. Thanks, man, for calling in. And look, I love the confidence that we're hearing.
And what he said about Purdy, too. Again, in college, he went to Iowa State. I don't have the game-by-game breakdown here, but I know he was 10-13 away from Iowa State. And I don't think he played in massive games. And, Nick Sirianni talked about it this week. And I think it was a great point. Jalen Hurts has never played in a conference championship game. But Jalen Hurts has played in college title games. He's played
Alabama.
In SEC title games.
Doubt.
He's played at games in Alabama, against Auburn, that are massive games.
No doubt.
The advantage of drafting guys from big schools isn't just their talent. It's that for these moments, they've been there. They've dealt with the media circus, the big spotlight. So Purdy is not. He flat out is not. And a lot of players on the Eagles have.
Let's go to PA and talk to Ryan. Hey, Ryan.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys.
What's up, Ryan? How you doing?
Making it, buddy.
Longest week ever. I'm literally looking for things to do today to stay occupied because I can't.
Dude, Ryan, Elliot and I said it when we were walking in before the show. We sit down and Elliot's like, I just need this game to start.
Just
like,
ready.
It feels like it's never going to happen at this point. So long.
I am
with
in
you.
Lowe's, like looking for wall patch kits, like chores that I have had to do for like a year. Again, thanks for taking my call. I am all greened out outside the house. I got every spotlight, every light lit up green.
Nice.
Can't wait for tomorrow. The one thing I wanted to talk about or say or bring up, if nobody did yet, is the one thing that scares me a little bit is field position, because we're going against a really, really, really locked-in head coach. A lot of respect for Shanahan.
Yeah,
our punter makes me so nervous.
Yeah. Ryan, he's probably the worst. Yeah, he's probably the worst player. He is the worst player in his position the Eagles have, without a doubt.
Well,
so
now
he
did punt well last
week. Is our punter still hurt? Like, this dude got hurt 8 weeks
ago. He's out. He's not better.
I think there would be a small chance he would punt in the Super Bowl, but he's not punting tomorrow. Yeah. Ryan, really quick.
You know, field position. Like,
So really quick to what you're talking about. One, the Niners have actually started with great field position a lot because of turnovers.
They have a great punter, too.
Yeah.
The Niners have a legit punter.
Yeah.
That dude's good.
But he said something about Kyle Shanahan. Kyle Shanahan is not a great game day coach. Like, he is very conservative. He will punt on fourth down from inside, in Eagles territory.
He's a great schemer.
He's a great schemer, but in terms of being aggressive.
Look at the mistakes he's made. I mean, it's some of the most high-profile losses you can have as an offensive coach.
Agreed. Yeah, makes a lot of sense.
Ryan, thanks for calling him.
Yeah, thanks for calling.
Really,
I will say, if it comes down to the punter, the Eagles are in trouble.
Yeah,
because that means they're not scoring.
Let's hope the game doesn't get there.
Yeah.
Let's keep it rolling. Let's go to our guy, Joey B. What up, Joey?
What up, my old brother?
What up, Joey?
You guys are old now, right?
I know.
Yeah, we're old.
I know,
declared you're old.
Yeah, tall guy Riley and there's old ESP. That's the
Older seltzer.
An older seltzer, yeah.
Well, you know, it's just some kind words to pass along to the old fellers here, you know.
The old feller, yeah, exactly.
You guys make me happy. And,
thank you.
You know, the joy that you guys bring, it's only... I can listen to you guys every day. Oh, wait! You can!
I love
it. Listen to the Go Bird Pod.
Thank you. I appreciate the promotion there. I appreciate that.
My pleasure.
Yeah.
So, I'm loving the callers today. The callers are awesome. Tom kicked it off the charts. The guy knew, which I'm going right in. Beautiful.
He came
followed
ready to
Justin.
Play. He came ready.
He did. And followed by Justin, the good fella. And, and yes, by the way, everybody be a Justin. Share the
be a Justin.
That's what I do.
I love that, Joey.
So, Nick and I actually were talking, when I was on hold there, about the anticipation. You guys were just hitting on it a moment ago. Last week, I was going nuts. I was going nuts leading up to the game. It was like, okay, couldn't come quick enough. And I'm like, 2 hours before the game, I'm throwing an Eagles can out there and getting everybody pumped up. And I'm like, I know, still got 2 more hours. But hey, we're almost there,
Yeah. Well, the nice thing is at least it's 3 o'clock tomorrow.
You can almost taste it. We are 24 and a half hours away.
Yeah. And that whole, the promo video, Doc, and all that, running through a wall. I want to run through a wall right now. Oh, my God, I'm pumped up.
I love it, Joey. Great call as always. The excitement, you can feel it. And look, it is wild. Like, we have, the rest of this segment, then one more segment, then Rob Ellis and Marcus Hayes coming up next. Obviously, stay with them. They'll be talking birds, but when they start their show, we'll be 24 hours, maybe less than 24 hours.
From 24 hours, man, you'll be listening to Merrill and Mike. But again, I want to stress this again. The moment this team is walking into is the moment we have all been waiting all season for. From the, when they were 2-0, 3-0, 4-0, it was, they're going to the conference championship game. And then the final 2 months of the season, it was, it's going to be the Niners. And it's here. It's 24 hours away. So, it's going to be a day we're going to talk about in Philly sports for a really long time.
Let's keep it rolling with my girl, Dr. Gina. What up, Gina?
Hey, it's been a long time since anybody's called me a virgin, but I am a virgin to Go Bird Radio. So.
Oh, okay, you're calling yourself her. I was like, did I call her that?
Yeah,
I said, girl, Gina. Yeah.
I'm glad you're calling me a girl. It's been, as I said, love it being a Go Birds version.
Well,
and,
it's our pleasure, Gina.
Thank you for
very
calling.
Very cool. Very cool. So I am personally extremely nervous, which I usually don't get nervous, but here's my reason why. For Mr. Irrelevant, this is his Cinderella moment. Like, he doesn't want to turn into a pumpkin. You know what I mean? Like, this And, you know, if you get picked in the draft, all right, granted, he was the last pick, but he was picked. So,
well, and real quick, Gina, to that point, like, this is why I think it's not discussed enough. Like, we know he was a late draft pick, and you're right to bring that up. But I think what you're saying is true. Just because he was a draft pick doesn't mean he can't be a good player. The good news about Brock Purdy is he's not a really good quarterback right now, right? He's just not. He's not playing well. He's almost turning the ball over, right? So ultimately, yes, the last draft pick thing, it's a good talking point. The Mr. Irrelevant nickname is funny. But the good news for the Eagles is they have a quarterback coming in that is just not that good.
Well, this is very true, and I've been watching Jalen back since his Alabama game. So, you know, and to see the poise and confidence and just the completeness of him, that gives me hope. It lessens my nerves. I was really glad I had to work today because I didn't have to think about it, you know, just kind of concentrated. But, you know, we'll just have to see how it all plays out. And honestly, I think I'm hoping, I'm praying that Big Play Slay actually lives up to his name for once this season and really does his job and picks him off, because some of the bombs he throws are just waiting for the picking, and I'd love to see that happen. And then I'm like, minus by score, believe it or not, it's going to be closer than you think, 23-21.
Mm. Okay, hey, so not a cover there. First non-cover today. We'll take the win either way. Gina, what a pleasure. Call again, okay?
Thank you so much. All right, bye-bye.
Awesome. Thanks, Gina.
Yeah, I mean, that's going to be huge in the way that Brock throws a lot of interceptable passes, but also the Eagles have two veteran corners, like reading Brock Purdy's eyes, the film study throughout the week to be ready. I think they have corners that are ready to take advantage of Brock Purdy's weaknesses.
215-592-9494. One more segment for us to go. We will get to your calls. We will give our predictions for the game. And Rob Ellison, Marcus Hayes after that as we preview the NFC Championship game in Philadelphia tomorrow. It's Elliot, it's James, it's Go Birds Radio. We're coming right back. Nick Earnshaw. Still cool. I don't care.
My new favorite hype song.
Look, it's for a reason. Like, it's a Rocky song.
No, it is a great hype.
Like, does it get you hyped or not? Do you hear this and not feel the juices flowing? Do you not say, I can't wait to see Brian Dawkins go out there and get the crowd hyped tomorrow and watch Jalen Hurts take the Niners to the ground and the Eagles go to the freaking Super Bowl? That's what makes me think of.
Okay. Good job, Nick. You got him going.
Ah, I'm so excited. Good job, Nick. All right, 215-592-9494. Last segment for us. We'll get to as many calls as we can. Rob Ellis, Marcus Hayes are coming up next. Of course, we'll give you our predictions before we get out of here. But quickly, before we get to the calls, I always like the Michael Scott phrase, because I'm not like a super superstitious guy, but I'm a little stitious.
That's the way I always look at it.
And last week, our good buddy Tom in Vancouver couldn't call in. He usually calls every week. He's one of our go-tos. He'll talk on this show every week. Couldn't call in because he was going to be on a flight and left a voicemail message for us. And we played it. It's like 30 seconds. Again, Tom has another flight this time. Now it's so he can go to the game.
He's going to the game.
Good stuff for Tom from Vancouver, but being a little stitious.
Yeah, a little stitious.
30 seconds of Tom from Vancouver. Nick, give it to me.
James, Elliot, gentle listeners, it is Tom from Vancouver, and I'm with Timothy from Vancouver, and we're about to board a plane that is going to make an international flight, and we're going to be landing in Philadelphia this evening, and we're going to be doing it because we're going to be seeing the game tomorrow. E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles! Go Birds!
Got his kid in there.
Yeah.
This is great. He told me that he couldn't yell the place he was at the airport, so he had to do it quiet. Phenomenal job. Worth it. We did it last week. Had to do it again.
Well, so. I like the whole, you know, he's Tom from Vancouver. He's like with Casey from Vancouver, too. The whole family now. This is when he signs cards, go to weddings. It's just, you know.
He is no longer Tom, whatever his last name is. He's now Tom from Vancouver. Vancouver.
The kid at school has to be called, you know, they're doing roll. Is Casey from Vancouver here?
We're all from Vancouver.
Yeah,
there's another kid named Casey. They're like, I'm from Vancouver.
Yeah, exactly.
It is funny, I will say, into the phones in half a second, but it is funny when kids will do that kind of thing. My nephew, my wife's sister's son, like the other day we were with him, and like he said something like, you know, silly or whatever, and Emily goes, who knew? And he goes, me. I knew, and just didn't, you know, it's funny.
It's like when
kids
talk football.
It's funny when kids do. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's get back to the phones, and it's rare that you have a caller referenced by another caller.
Yes.
And then you get to talk to that guy, our guy, Drew in Westchester. What up, Drew?
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
Nice.
Well done. I have to call you up.
Tucker, I had to call you up because I probably sounded a little subdued yesterday. I was listening to all the callers before me do Eagles chants, and I'm like, I really want to do one, but my wife's on an important work call in the room next to me, and I'd like to be married by the end of the weekend, too, still. So I had to
happy
cut it
wife,
loose
happy
today.
Happy wife, man.
Exactly. And, you guys are doing a great job with the daily pods. Now,
thanks,
it's not as impressive
you.
As putting out a pod, but I, when I listen every morning, I do my lemon water, and let me tell you, the pipes are ready to go.
I love it. Well, I will
Brock
say,
Purdy
for
tomorrow.
Those who might not have heard Drew on Monday of this week, the pipes were the polar opposite.
Yes.
You could barely talk on Monday, so you've made quite the recovery.
Look, everyone has to prepare for the game. It's not
right.
just the players.
Yeah, we all got to play our part, man.
Yeah.
Brock Purdy's got to get yelled at.
Yeah, so me and Justin from Richmond will be bringing it at the link tomorrow. Now, I had one point about a matchup and one point about intangibles. In terms of the matchup, I think one area that's a real advantage for the Eagles is our defensive tackles against the 49ers' interior offensive line.
100%, Drew.
Elliot, if you remember this last year, the Week 2 game, Javon Hargrave was absolutely dominating the first couple possessions. He was unblockable, and I think there's an opportunity for him, Fletcher, Milton Williams, even, who's playing really well, to do that tomorrow.
Yeah, look, I've said it all week. I get the excitement about Debo and Kittle and all that. Bottom line is the trenches. That will be what decides the game, and the Eagles have a huge advantage, and I think you're especially right, Drew, about the interior. And one thing Brock Purdy does a lot is he drops back when he's pressured. He'll drop 10 yards behind the line of scrimmage. So I think they have a real chance to put the Niners in some, you know, second and longs, third and longs, where they can really rush.
Yeah, I know Williams and McGlinchey are pretty good, but those guys on the interior just kind of seems like guys to me. And
what's number two, Drew?
Real quick on the intangibles. The Niners show in 2002 video of the Bucs game just comes off as so soft to me. It's like, tell me you're afraid of the link without telling me you're afraid of the link, that you need to do that before the game.
Drew, I couldn't agree with you more, man. I couldn't agree with you more. It's like, and also, like, you're making Eagles fans even more annoyed with you. Like, the Eagles fans are going to come in and be like, oh, Shannon, you showed that? Let's go, buddy.
Well, also, they're not as heavy underdogs as the Bucs team.
They weren't even close.
Yeah.
The Bucs were legit underdogs.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, and let's be honest, that Bucs team historically has proven to be way better than we. I mean, they have four Hall of Famers.
100%.
I mean, three Hall of Famers. Rondé could be Hall of Famer. Like, they had, like, an amazing defense.
And the Niners have a comeback player of the year.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah.
Drew.
Love you guys. Go Bird.
My
Make
man.
It happen, Drew. Drew's 7-0 at games this year, by the way. So,
oh, there we go.
He'll be there tomorrow, so that's good news. All right. Last week, our buddy Tom from Abedin couldn't start the show with us because he was sick last week. Had no voice.
Yes.
So this week, obviously, that's our guy. We started the show, but another real one. One of our real
certified
ones.
One,
our guy, Christian Ozen City, came in, pinch hit, and handled it.
He did.
And set the tone, and now, so I figure there's no better person. And if we didn't get your call today, I'm so sorry. We had a full board, full calls, the whole show.
Call in
stay
for the
on
Super
the line.
Bowl preview next
yes,
week.
Yes, and stay on the line. Rob Ellis and Marcus Hayes are coming up next. They are talking Eagles, so just stay here. They will get you quicker if you're on the line, but I apologize if we didn't get to you. I wish we could get to every single call, but our guy, Christian Ozen City, started it off so well last week. I feel like it's only right that he gets to close it out this week. Our buddy, Chris, how you doing, pal?
Gentlemen, I'm so glad I was able to get through. I almost slept through the show because I had one of the most challenging weeks I've ever had. I can't tell you anything about it because it's all protected by federal privacy laws. Thankfully for my students, I know what the F I'm doing. And thankfully for all of us, Nick Sirianni and Jalen Hurts know what the F they're
what
doing.
What a segue.
Nicely
well done.
Nicely done.
Definitely done.
And this game is such a wrap. And with Anita Baker starting off the game, like, just forget it. And it's crazy to have been so right for so long about this team and about these players that I'm just going to enjoy every minute of tomorrow just like I have all this year of watching the camera fall and Tom from Abington fall.
You're right.
Fall,
a lot of people have come to our side, Chris.
Yeah, and just laugh and flip around every once in a while when he gets at a turn. But, I just can't wait. And I know that Nick Sirianni's probably a pod listener. And if not, we got Bob from the NovaCare listening to WIP.
Yeah.
So I just, forget talking predictions. Just when you get to ordering rings, I'll take one in a size 9.
Yes!
I like it, Chris.
Yeah,
I like
this, it. Dude, this game is so over. I've had in my mind 38-23 all week. That may not be the final score, but it will be in spirit.
because as I've been right all year, I've been going to be right about this.
I love it. Chris, as you did last week, you brought it to start. You're bringing it to finish. We love you, buddy. Thanks.
He might be the closer now.
Yeah, I think he might be the closer, Chris. Yeah. You're too good at this. We love it, buddy. Awesome. All right. So it is time for us to make our predictions.
Yeah.
Our final official predictions.
Yeah.
NFC Championship game.
You know, said it all week. I'll say it again. If you're out there, if you're worried, the Eagles have the better quarterback, the better offensive line, the better defensive line. They don't require turnovers like the Niners do. They're at home. I mean, they have every advantage you could want in this game. They don't give up big plays. I think the Niners are good at keeping things close, but the Eagles have the better roster, and I think they're playing great right now. So I think the Eagles win this game 27-17, and I think the Eagles are going to the Super Bowl.
So last week on the pod, I predicted a 10-point win over the Giants. Then we did the show, and I upped it to a 14-point. I was like, it's not good enough. And I was still two under. But guess what? I mean, it's 17-point win. I'm 31-14 last week. I'm doing it again.
There it is.
I'm changing my prediction. I'm so much more confident
He's
than when I made it.
Table.
I just believe in this team. I believe in Jalen over Purdy. I believe in the home field advantage. I believe in this roster. I believe in this season. The Eagles are winning tomorrow 31-14.
Wow.
They are going to whoop their butts. I almost went 31-17. I said, you know what? No.
Just do it if you're going to do it.
Yeah, exactly.
14.
I think the Eagles are going to win tomorrow. And I think it's going to be one of those games where, however the score plays out, it's never really going to be in.
Wow. Okay.
2-1, or I'm getting out the phone. 215-592-9494 for Rob Ellis and Marcus Hayes coming up next. But again, thank you to everyone who called in. So many awesome people we met last night. The opportunity to talk to so many people today on the eve of you know, one of the biggest games in Eagles history, legitimately. It's a real honor. It's a real treat for us. Thank you to everyone who called in. Again, if we didn't get you, I apologize. Rob and Marcus will get you next. And until next week, when we will be talking about the Eagles going to the freaking Super Bowl. He's Elliot. I'm James. Thanks for listening to another edition of Go Birds Radio right here from the beautiful Sportsbook at Parks Casino. And let me tell you again, the Bet Parks app has you covered. For conference championship weekend in pro football, the winners advance to the big game tomorrow, Sunday, 3 o'clock here in Philadelphia. The Birds, a 3-point favorite hosting San Fran or Frisco, as we like to call them. Sunday, 6:30, Kansas City, a 1-point favorite hosting Cincinnati. All kinds of ways to make money on these games. You can bet on player performances, who's going to get touchdowns, who's going to get yards. A lot of players we talked about this week, a lot of opportunities. Knowing the team playing here, what's been going on to use that knowledge and make some money and bet on who's going to have overs and unders and yards and all that good stuff. And of course, you can bet on the score itself. You can bet on the total points. You can bet on live in-game betting where the swings go back and forth. And another way, if you feel confident who you think is going to win it all this year, get out in front of it. Bet Parks Futures, you can get way better odds this week than you will next week if your team wins this week based on a $100 wager. The Birds are plus 240, so you win 240 if they win at all. I mean, that's really good odds and better than you will get next week. Take advantage of the future odds at Bet Parks. And again, just download the app and have some fun because it is an awesome app that's fun. It's easy to use. It's intuitive. Nobody brings you the chance to get in on the action like the Bet Parks Sportsbook and Casino app. It's the only app that we here at Go Birds recommend.